Solid State Radio. Local. It's kind of what we do. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. I'd buck a drink into you and get her done, boy.
Go!
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I gotta satisfy my taste for beer, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in a pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
to
hey,
for it.
Hey, hey.
Got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening. The roof starts to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
live for it.
Hey, hey.
Now the ring they're drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knockback the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Wrong anybody getting in the way. When the roots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
for it.
Hey, hey.
Got the ring to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
for it.
Hey, hey.
Got the ring to drink with the boys from Kingston.
It's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Good evening, everybody. Happy Saturday and welcome to Blarney Hour. He's Adam Hairhook.
Hi.
I'm Drew Duffney.
Hi.
Right here on Solid State Radio. My gosh, I didn't even tell you today. We had five guys in the dispatch office. Justin, Nick Dallas, and I forget the other fellow's name. We got a bunch of new drivers there.
Cool.
And one was pretty stoked. Sounds like he's got one of the Justins got a pretty big TikTok following.
Okay.
And he was excited that I do a radio show on Saturday night. Hmm. So shout out if you guys are listening. I was thinking about Shane Sutton. So Shane, if you're listening in, hopefully you got all them drivers out there safe. And life is just grand. Adam, you're on your second week off from baby leave with Joey.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate that my employer gives me 4 weeks of paid parental leave. I mean, and that's pretty good for a father.
Yeah,
because usually the father's like, oh, get back to work.
Right.
Somebody's got to pay for that kid.
Well, in your case, now, so you took 2 weeks separately.
Yep.
And
2 weeks together, and then I got two more weeks later on, and I've spread it out a little bit.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Because I'm telling you what, I don't know what I'll do when I retire, if I can retire. I get bored.
See, and that's not me. True story, folks. We kind of talked about this off the air leading up to this. And I live every single day like I'm retired. Like when I get out of work, I do what I want. I don't have a wife or a girlfriend or children or even animals at this point. I you know, years ago I had a hermit crab as a pet, and that was about as far as it gets for me. Because
I want to go for the weekend at Farouche.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, you can only feed a fish so many times for the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, so I just like to go, and I do. I live every day like that, and so when it comes to time off, I mean, I've had extended periods of time off. I had surgery here a year or two ago.
Yep.
Different things like that. And I got to be honest, I don't see any problem with being at home every day. And a lot of people say, oh, you'd get cabin fever. Well, I would just go out in the backyard, or I'd go out in the front yard, or I would go get a cup of coffee and talk to someone at the coffee shop.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for me, I don't need to go to work and have a purpose to get up every day. I have a purpose to get up every day. There are things that I could fill my entire day in cursed technology or cursed television that even stops me from just doing everyday housework. I mean, I could probably find enough to do between my closets and my clothes.
Yes.
I could donate a bag of clothes every day for probably the first 2 years I retire.
Just give your clothes to the homeless. They've been some of the best dressed homeless people you've ever seen in your life.
Hey, no joke. Speaking of homeless, we did get a chance to finish Father John's sidewalk this week.
And, we did. I wonder how he liked that.
Yeah.
There was some work, especially since that we had play it straight.
I know. Too much coffee for the Olympus Angels there, the brothers from the strip club that we didn't know was a strip club. I mean, instead of angels, we thought they were religious.
The red light.
Is that?
Yeah, well, he's the only one who knows the other phone number, so, all right, here we go. Hello, Solid State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How are we tonight?
Good evening, Father John. How are you?
Well, so far I'm doing pretty good, you know.
Yeah, what do you think of your new sidewalk, Father?
Oh, you know, I like it. There is a couple questions, but I like it.
You know, Adam's been busy with Joey, his new baby there.
Oh, yeah.
But to catch folks up, last week we were trying to, Father had asked us to help out with the bingo. We were trying to raise money, because the sidewalk was heaving and hoeing because of the weather. The frost under the ground was, the sidewalk was all broke apart, and the elderly and some of the people were stumbling on the way into church, and they weren't, wasn't because they'd been drinking, it was because the sidewalk was broken. So, long story short, we had hired the Olympus Angels to come in and do it, but Father said, no more beer.
Yeah.
And we got to behaved. So, how'd it turn out, Father?
Well, you know, I like you. There's a couple crosses along the way, but what in the world is it all about with these clovers?
The clovers, yes. Well, Father insisted that there's no beer, no drinking on the job.
Sure.
He said all we could have was coffee, and Sister Mary, she makes a wonderful coffee.
That she does.
It's a proper cup of coffee from a proper copper pot. Yep. And so the guys got to drinking the coffee. Well, when we were going to do the impressionist type, we were going to, like, the stamped concrete.
Yes.
To where there was going to be designs on it, so when people walked into church, they could just feel the Lord with some crucifixes there on the sidewalk.
Right.
Well, they were a little shaky because of all the coffee they drank. So some of them ended up a little crooked. And Father, the only way we could fix it, you can't erase paint off of concrete. It's not like we had a magic eraser. So we just kind of blew them up a little bit and made them into shamrocks.
My word, you boys are silly.
Well, there was a couple of them that are even a little bit crooked, I'm sure you noticed, but we thought if we erased all the shamrocks and just left one crucifix, we would have some pirates there trying to dig up treasure.
What in the world? Oh, jeez. You know, though, I'm not going to say that I don't like the shamrock.
Yeah, they,
I don't quite understand what they have to do with a church.
Well, you know, that's St. Patrick brought the Catholic religion to Ireland, so I figured we'd just celebrate a little bit early. I'm sure come spring we'll figure out something else, maybe. You know, we'll color over it and paint some sunshines. Maybe we'll get the kids from the school Maybe the kids from the school will have an idea, and we'll just make it. Maybe they'll paint a different design every weekend for after Sunday school. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I don't think that's a bad idea. Maybe we could do something like that, include the children.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But, you know, next time, though, we're going to have to let the fellas have beer. I can't have them shaking and working like that.
Where are they going to drink the beer? They're not going to drink it at my church.
No,
there's that garden, that very beautiful garden.
No, we can't do that. We'll take them down to the pub, Father. Since we're not in too much trouble, Father, are you open to a joke? Can I tell you a joke?
Ah, jeez, go ahead. I don't know about it, but go ahead.
So this fella walked into a pub. And the bartender says, "What do you have?" He says, "Well, I have a pint." And there's a big fella sitting at the bar, and he says, "I'll bet you $50 you can't drink 5 pints, one right to another." He says, "In fact, I'll give $50 to anybody in the bar that can drink 5 pints one after another." Well, the fella just got up and left. He didn't even drink his pint. He come back 10 minutes later, and he says, "I'll take you up on it." He says, "I can drink 5 pints one right after another." And the guy says, "You think you can, hey?" He says, "Well, of course I can." So he says, "Well, set him up." And the bartender says, "Are you sure you want 5 pints? He says, "Where did you go for 10 minutes? He says, "I'm telling you, I can drink 5 pints. So the guy says, "You think you can?" He says, "I can." So he sets up the 5 pints. He drinks them, pom, 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 one right after another. I think his name was Johnny Tar. But he drinks them all one right after another. And he says, "There you go." He says, "Well, I see you can do it." He says, "Where did you go for 10 minutes? You could have had this money sooner." He says, "I went to the pub down the road to make sure that I could do it."
Well, jeepers.
Got to practice for the game.
You guys in your devil's juice.
Well, Father, we like to call it the nectar of... Who was the god of liquor? Was there a god of liquor?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're Catholic. There's
the
only
patron
one.
Patron saint of Jaeger.
Yeah. Yeah. The patron saint of barley.
Yeah. We're going to piss him off.
Yeah. We better cut our losses. Well, Father, I'm glad the sidewalk turned out okay, and I think we're going to get the children involved. That'll be wonderful. And, Fat Tuesday's coming up. You want me to bring you some punschkes?
Well, yes, I do.
I'll get with them friends of mine. We'll get them made with that special butter that you like.
What special butter?
Well, it'll taste like the brownies did.
Oh, that's okay. Those brownies made me happy.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. Between you and Sister Mary, we'll get you a half dozen punschkes because you know they're filling. We don't want to test your health any there, but we'll make sure it's made with that special butter.
Well, you know, that's okay. I'd appreciate it.
Well, is there a particular flavor you like of the punschke?
Oh, I don't know. I don't, you know, any of them are fine. The custard and the lemon. Oh, they're also very good. I enjoy them very much.
Good.
At Father John, a quick story. At the store I work at, they had a problem because they're also, in addition to cream cheese and lemon and raspberry, there's also chocolate punschkes and there's prune punschkes. They look very similar, and they mislabeled them.
Oh, no.
So the chocolate lovers were very regular that week.
I can bet they were. They may have been extra regular.
They weren't fat that week.
That's what I'm thinking. Imagine taking those to the office.
You get fired the very next day.
Smell terribly.
Yeah, they do. They do. You know, and that's the thing. The original Polish flavor. You know, I guess we should include everybody. It didn't occur to me until the middle of this conversation, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not from the Michigan area. Punschkes are only in Michigan and Wisconsin. And basically, it's a pastry, like a Bismarck or a donut. You can Google those two things. And it's a Polish tradition that started in Hamtramck, Michigan. I'm not exaggerating. They're legitimately from Michigan. And they would actually clean out their cupboards in preparation for the Lenten fast. So they would get rid of all their pastries and all their sweets and things like that. And the traditional filling was prune. That's what they would fill these pastries with. They would just grind up prune, and it was basically a donut with prune filling. And you could get it. Typically, it was just rolled in sugar. But Michigan and Wisconsin of the United States are the two places that have them. They make them all over the world. They're just called something different here. They're called a punchki. They start with PZ. That's a Polish spelling. I didn't think about that, Father. We start talking about it because it's just normal for us. But that, and Father, did you know that brats are only native to Michigan?
Are you for sure about that?
Yeah. They do have them, like in Wisconsin.
Sure.
But they're native to Michigan, and they just kind of expanded a little bit. Pretty much everywhere else, they're just called sausage.
Well, I would have thought they would come from Germany because the brats are bratwurst.
Yeah.
It's got to mess somebody up from Florida where they come up here and say, we're grilling brats today. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a couple one that was screaming in the car all the way home. Well, all the way here. You want to season them?
Yeah. That's what I always say. You know, if olive oil is made from olives and corn oil is made from corn, what's baby oil made with?
Oh, Drew.
Well,
Adam, one time we were raising money for a charity, and it was for a battered woman shelter. And Adam's like, I didn't know they came battered. I've been eating them plain this whole time.
Oh, dear. Oh, yep, you did it. You got the father upset.
Well, Father, I can see we're going to need to go to confession before Ash Wednesday, so we should be letting you go now.
Oh, yeah. You better let me go before I go off on you about what terrible people you are and your doggone devils do.
Yeah, that's right. We'll see you on Ash Wednesday. We'll be your favorite assholes. I think we lost him.
I might just hang up and just say, I'm done.
Good night, Father John.
Good night, Father.
Good night, fellas.
Let me tell you a little story about a man named Johnny Tarr. He was a hard-drinking son of a preacher, always at the bar. Lager from the tap or shots of paddy from the shelf. He could open his throttle and throw back a bottle as quick as the devil himself. Johnny Tarr. And the word got around that Johnny Tarr was no pretender. From Clare to here they'd lock up the beer when Johnny went on a bender. Down at Dickie Mac's, the rising sun or at the Swan, he was drinking by 7, by 10 to 11, well all the booze would be gone. Johnny Tarr. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. But I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. Sure, I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true. It was 9 in the morning on a cold and rainy night. Johnny walked into the castle bar, looking to get tight. He had money in his pocket, he had whiskey in his eye. He said, get up off your asses and set up the glasses. I'm drinking this place dry. Now all the serious boozers, they were soon broken hearted when Johnny finished off 6, and he was only getting started. Guzzling down the pints and knocking him back like candy, he was looking all right to be drinking all night. Then Nora brought out the brandy. Johnny Tarr. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. But I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. Sure, I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true.
Here we go, Sheila. Oh.
whole damn bottle, had another pint or two. When it made no impression, he started a session with Murphy's Millennium Brew. He was waiting for his pint when his face turned green. Jesus, Johnny fell down after only 15. Now you could have heard a pin drop and the crowd let out a roar. It took 5 Cork women to lift Johnny off the floor. The doctor looked him over, said you better call the hearse. But it's not what you're thinking, it wasn't the drinking. This man died of thirst, Johnny Tarr. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. So I wasn't there. Saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. Sure, I wasn't there. I swear I had an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true.
Now I'm sure you've heard the sorry tale of the day when Johnny fell. You might not know so well. When the hullabaloo was over, the night at the castle bar, myself and the 5 Cork women had to bury Johnny Tarr. We rolled him out the door to the morgue at Bishopstown. We'd asked him if they cremated him, but the coroner wore a frown. He sadly shook his head and said, your plan won't work so well. There's so much booze inside his veins, he'll blow this place to hell. So if it starts to rain and the thunder rolls loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink and die. Well, we finally got him out the door and popped him again the wall. We couldn't find a big enough house to carry him at all. We rolled him to Cove Harbour for a burial at sea. He phoned the Irish Navy, they had all gone home for tea. So if it starts to rain and the thunder rumbles low, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink and cry. Where we lived and died, we went in to drown our sorrows, and we left the corpse outside. We stumbled out at sunrise, he was white as any sheet. There was Johnny frozen solid in the middle of the street. So we covered him in concrete, and forevermore he'll stand. A pigeon on his bald head and a pint glass in his hand. The passers-by all give a shout to the saint of Lagerlout. Please treat him as a roundabout, your man in Johnny Tarr. Please treat him as a roundabout, your man in Johnny Tarr. So if it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink the pie. If it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, and landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink the pie in the big pub way up in the sky. You never, ever, 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 ever drink the pie.
The Blarney Hour, where time equals your blood alcohol content.
Drowning rocks and monster waves collide. Thunder shakes the ground, lightning. upon a steam and custody dancing. Bend down your wretches, pray for moaning dirty walls. Tripping hold the starboard mast, one titan's turtle. First mate screaming, no one's there, swallow boy to howls. Double up saviors, huddle silent, mothers, taps and angels. Hope disappears like moonlight galley, echoes demon growls. Thunder shakes the ground, lightning snap through the heavens. Hail wind and water rods that call me, they surround. Killing storm is upon us, demon cuss deadly dancing. Bend down your wretches, pick the moans in the rise. Grandsons and scolded child, don't sight see the stars, they hear raptors, no one smile. Swans crying and try, believing clear, conquered chaos. Long to see the harbour, I love it for a while. The depths now cradle, but can't fight any refeeding. Sails begin to flap, something wicked on its way. Mist and fog in the crow's nest, last prayers are forgiven. Rally to your feet, boys, the devil's come back to play. The post's overboard, Clifford pays at such a cost. Five sights go, one missing, taking much unholy woe. Can't feel the deck below them, 58 is now a lost. Just below the surface, cry, slip away forever. Down with Captain Jones, committed to the deep. Girls cackle to the cliff storm, with one with its anger. We see she runs, you die, while forever the heart can sleep.
All right. Never walk the road alone again. The road to Guysborough, right?
Guysborough, yes.
Yes, 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 yes. The Stansfield.
Yes.
Right here.
Brand new one for the show. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, we're digging into all this new stuff, and so many of these bands are on tour right now, man, and it is just ridiculously crazy. How's everybody doing tonight? We are the Blarney Hour. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney right here on Solid State Radio, broadcasting live from Ophir, Michigan, in the Lyric Mall. Lots of new listeners this week. We had we played one of our new artists last week, Missing the Ferry.
Yes.
We got some more stuff. Are they coming up next, actually?
They are.
Yeah. Last week we played Castle Bar. What do we have coming up from them?
A store that I really love.
Oh, the Duty Free. Yeah, yes. Duty Free. Yeah, a song about the Duty Free.
We're
going to
be visiting the Duty Free in the Sarnia, Detroit area.
Sarnia, Port Huron.
Port Huron area in March.
Did you know that Windsor, Ontario,
sure.
The Detroit Windsor Tunnel is the only entrance to Canada where you have to go south to get into Canada.
Yes.
Yeah. Most everywhere else, any other entrance to Canada,
you have to go north.
Well,
I mean, technically, from like Lapeer, you have to go east.
Yeah. Sure. But by the time you get to the bridge, you go north.
You still got to go north.
Yeah, you said tip.
Tip.
Ah, well.
Just the tip, Canada. Just the tip.
Yeah. How's everybody doing tonight? You want to reach out to us? Catch us on the Facebook page, the Blarney Hour, or on our. You can catch us on the Alexa skill, Solid State Radio, SolidStateRadio.net, or we have an app, don't we?
Yep, through Google and Apple Store. I'll just search Solid State Radio, download it, and take us everywhere.
Take us to the bathroom.
That's right.
Yeah, nothing wrong with listening to Blarney or when you're on the shitter. And if your feet are cold, you can go to the Solid State Radio store and you can get some socks. You can get your girlfriend some leggings for like Valentine's Day.
There you go.
Yeah, the Solid State Radio store has everything. Nothing with a Blarney or a picture on it yet, but we're working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but if you want that, I have someone who can get it. It's kind of an underground. But anyway, shall we get back into the music?
We shall.
Yeah, so is really Missing the Ferry coming up next?
I've got it loaded up right now. Yeah, it's in the hopper.
Here is Duty Free by Missing the Ferry right here on the Blarney Hour.
We all want
Jenny Frey,
and we all need
Jenny Frey.
Please never stop
Jenny Frey,
and we'll take it home to Jerry. We all want
Jenny Frey,
and we all need. Get on to Jerry. Glasses clink and it got me thinking of a long lost girl that I used to know. Two large powers and I give her flowers and I keep on hoping she will walk right in. Crashing, I keep rehashing hopes and dreams of a yesteryear. If I keep on drinking, I'll just keep thinking. So I'll take a little walk down a Judy to Jerry. Crazed old days and a box of players, we smoked them all for the vote came in. Nuns are spewing and my mind is stewing, what a fallen man that I've become. What it looks like out in our easy row, sure I've drunk too much. Stroll on the deck and I don't give a feck, so I made a little walk out of Judy.
stop.
Jerry Free!
And we take it on to Jerry. We all want
Jerry Free!
And we all need
special, nothing grand. I've had to work for everything I own. I never asked for a lot. I was happy with what I got, enough to keep my family and my home. They say the times are hard, and they've handed me my cards. They say there's not the work to go around, but when the whistle blows, the gates will finally close. Tonight they're going to shut this factory down. Then they'll tear it down. I've never missed a day, nor went on strike for better pay. For 20 years I served the best I could. With a handshake and a check, it seems easy to forget loyalty through the bad times and the good. And the owner says he's sad to see that things have got so bad, but the captains of industry won't let him loose. He still smokes his cigar, he drives a brand new car, and still he takes his family on a cruise. He never loses. It seems to me such a cruel irony. He's richer now than ever he was before. Now my check is spent and I can't afford the rent. One law for the rich, one for the poor. Every day I've tried to salvage some of my pride, to find some work so I might pay my way. But everywhere I go, the answer's always no. No work for anyone here today. No work today. No work today. And so condemned I stand, just an ordinary man, like thousands beside me in the queue. I see my darling wife trying to make the best of life, and God knows what the kids are going to do. Now we are faced with this human waste, a generation cast aside. For as long as I live, I never will forgive. You've stripped me of my dignity and pride. You've stripped me bare. You've stripped me bare. No work today. No work today.
We like to call our listeners Fananigans. Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Near Bembridge Town, in a county town, one morning last July, got a boring ring, came a sweet call in for the smile just to pass me by. She looked so sweet from a tube of feet, from a sheen of a nut brown hair.
such a coaxing girl. Sure, I shook myself for to see I was really there. From Bungee Bay up to Derry.
You're 2 days nearer death, but you go. Well, I process man am I, and I'm telling you no lie. I work and breathe among the fumes that trail across the sky. There's thunder all around me, and there's poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell and dust all in the air. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath, and every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go. Well, I've worked among the spinners, and I breathe the oily smoke. I've shoveled up the gypsum, man, and nigh-on made you choke. I've stood knee-deep in cyanide, got sick with a caustic burn. Been working a rough fight, seen enough to make your stomach turn. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath, and every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go. There's overtime and bonus opportunities galore. The young men like their money, and they all come back for more. But soon you're knocking on, and you look older than you should. For every bob made on the job, you pay with flesh and blood. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath, and every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go. Well, I process man of mine, and I'm telling you no lie. I work and breathe among the fumes that trail across the sky. There's thunder all around me, and there's poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell and dust all in me hair. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath, and every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. And it's go, boys, go. They'll time your every breath, and every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Blarney Hour right here on Solid State Radio. As I adjust my mic, if I'm fading in and out like stereo, he's at a hair hook. I'm Drew Duffney. That was a Chemical Workers song by Great Big C.
Yep. Sounds. You were telling me that there's some strikes going on over there. So solidarity. Raising a glass to the strikers.
Yeah, cheers to the union and solidarity, no doubt about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was kind of a workers' block.
Well, I mean, when you're talking about traditional Irish music, that's what a lot of it is.
Right. That's the thing. You know, it's like I said, the reason you get the instruments you do is because you can't take a drum kit on a boat.
Nope.
Basically, they're beaten on a keg, you know. It's very, very easy to take a flute or a tin whistle on a boat. It is very easy to take a mandolin on a boat or an accordion.
Right.
You know, so if you're off to ship and you're fishing, which is what a lot of Ireland is, or they're simple instruments to take into a pub, you don't have a van, you're basically just walking down to the pub, you know, carrying one instrument, like a backpacker type thing.
Yep.
So that's the reality. And as we close out the show tonight, we only got a few more songs. I cannot believe it went this fast. My gosh, what a
night. It's only an hour. It doesn't seem like long enough, does it?
No, no, it never does. But, excuse me, we got the Longest Johns coming up. These snake bites are getting to me. We're bastardizing Guinness with a little bit of Stella Artois cider, and it would have been phenomenal.
Yeah.
But as we wrap up, we got a song coming up for the Longest Johns, Hog-Eyed Man, but I want everybody to follow the Longest Johns music and band. Because, as Adam mentioned, there is an issue with labor relations over in the UK right now, and you can actually submit your version of the video of the workers' song. And it's not, we have played it several times here before, and had I known that they were doing this, I would have played it tonight leading up to this.
Yeah.
But we've got something in the works with maybe Fire Dancer Madison and some other videographers that I know, and we're going to submit our own version of the video.
Yeah.
So as we go, please help support union and just your blue collar workers. I mean, you know, that's the thing. Don't think you got to throw your money. I'm not saying support local, or I'm not afraid of big box, because workers are workers.
Yeah.
Just don't ever look down at anybody. Everyone's here to live their life and earn a living.
Yes.
You don't know somebody else's story.
Exactly.
So here is Hog-Eyed Man right here on the Blarney Hour, and stick around for sessions coming up next. Have a good night, folks.
Gone are the lime walks of yesteryear, with their Bowery Rows and Paradise Streets. Gone are the wooden ships with their canvas sails and shantymen, with their ballads, songs, and tales. But the seas are still here, and the voices are singing, and the music of the squeeze box hosts the air. The wind is in the rigging. Put not your trust in the shanty man, but in the shanties. Oh, the hog-eyed sailors roll and go when they come down to San Francisco with a
hog-eye, a railroad navvy with a hog-eye. You roll ashore with a hog-eye. Oh, she wants a hog-eyed man.
Pay off in hand and primed is he. He'll spend his money fast and free
with a hog-eye, a railroad navvy with a hog-eye. You roll ashore with a hog-eye. Oh, she wants a hog-eyed man.
He'll go ashore where the girls do dwell. He'll hoist them high and ring their bells
with a hog-eye, a railroad navvy with a hog-eye. He'll roll ashore with a hog-eye. Oh, she wants a hog-eyed man.
Now Susie's at the seaside sifting sand with a big ogre in for a hog-eye man
with a hog-eye, a railroad navvy with a hog-eye. He'll roll ashore with a hog-eye. Oh, she wants a hog-eyed man.
And Sally's in the garden shelling peas, a little hog-eye sitting on her knee
with a hog-eye, a railroad navvy with a hog-eye. You roll ashore with a hog-eye. Oh, she wants a hog-eyed man.
And Jenny's in the kitchen making duff, the cheeks of her ass go chop, chop, chop
with a hog-eye, a railroad navvy with a hog-eye. You roll ashore with a hog-eye. Oh, she wants a hog-eyed man.
Oh, it's hand me down my walking cane, for I'm going to see my darling Jane
with a hog-eye, a railroad navvy with a hog-eye. You roll ashore with a hog-eye. Oh, she wants a hog-eyed man.
Oh, it's a
who's been here since I've been gone. Some railroad navvy with his sea boots on.
With a hog eye, a railroad navvy with a hog eye. You roll ashore with a hog eye. Oh, she wants a hog eye man.
It's a hog eye ship and a hog eye crew. A hog eye mate and skipper too.
With a hog eye, a railroad navvy with a hog eye. You roll ashore with a hog eye. Oh, she wants a hog eye man.
Thank you.
I was just 17 when I made the AHL. I couldn't skate in junior, but my fist rang like a bell. I'll never win a title and I'll never win a cup. But when it comes to ladies, I've had the best of luck. My first girl was a sly one, she's hanging around the rink. They sent me off to Cornwall as fast as you could blink. And Mushai was right in love, the daughter of the coach. He traded me for nothing, didn't take up my approach. So goodbye.
Very well.
During Quebec, and if he had the rights of it, it would have been my neck. So goodbye.
Very well.
There's no time for delay. You'll see me at the face off or catch a play by play. So goodbye.
Very well.
I'm glad you shared my bed, but never trust a fella with a helmet on his head. And Nancy couldn't watch me fight, she'd always be in tears, waving from the bleachers and screaming in my ears. And she, I couldn't marry her.
It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now shut up and finish your whiskey.
I've got a smile on my face and I've got four walls around me. I've got the sun in the sky, all the water surround me. Oh, you know, yeah, I'll win now, sometimes I lose. I've been battered, but I never bruise. It's not so bad. And I say,
wait, hey, hey, it's just an ordinary day. And it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, just got to say it's alright.
Genie sings on the corner, what keeps her from dying? Let them say what they want, she won't stop trying. Oh, you know, she might stumble if they push her around. She might fall, but she'll never lie down. It's not so bad. And I say,
wait, hey, hey, it's just an ordinary day.
day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say it's alright. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright. In this beautiful life, there's always some sorrow, and it's a double-edged knife, but there's always tomorrow, you know. It's up to you now if you sink or swim. Just keep the faith that your ship will come in. It's not so bad. And I say, wait, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, just got to say, I say, hey, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say it's all.